March 15th, 44 BC. The Ides of March in ancient Rome. That's when dictator Julius Caesar is assassinated by a group of nobles that includes Brutus and Cassius. 1965, in Washington, President Lyndon Johnson urges Congress to pass an effective voting rights bill. He adopts the anthem of the civil rights movement when he tells lawmakers,
"And we shall overcome."
Months later, Johnson signs the Voting Rights Act into law, enabling blacks in the South to exercise their right to vote. 2005, in New York, former WorldCom chief Bernard Ebbers is convicted of engineering the largest corporate fraud in U.S. history. He's later sentenced to 25 years behind bars. 1964.
I said, get over there and answer that door.
All right. Whatever that was.
Actress Elizabeth Taylor marries actor Richard Burton in Montreal, Canada. The tumultuous pair stay together for more than a decade. And 1956.
I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night.
In New York, the musical My Fair Lady, starring Rex Harrison and Julie Andrews, opens on Broadway. Today in history, March 15th. Sandy Kozel, The Associated Press.